The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middleest brother, Travis Big Dog, Wolf Wolf, Vroom Vroom, Big Unit McElroy.
What's, welcome.
No, actually, no, dude.
I think actually you need to drop one.
Dude.
No, stop. I like Big Unit. You need to lose something else, because I do think it pushes, I understand that this is DeBrand.
It's getting a little, it's giving Usador, I think.
A little bit.
Travis. So yeah, it's giving Usador. Yeah, I get that.
But you need to drop one of the conditionals.
Big Dog Unit?
That sounds like an
dog.
Elite
Unit
Marine.
Big Dog.
We're Unit Big Dog, and we got
Dog
Osama
Unit
Bin Laden. Like, we need, just drop one of them.
I'm Unit Big Dog, God.
Just think about it. I'm Griffin. Just think about it. I'm Griffin McElroy, the youngest. 30 under 30, media luminary, built Ford Tough, fucking huge, huge Danger McElroy.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, I guess. It doesn't, I don't know, it feels a little on the nose.
Justin, you started this episode. You kicked us
always
off
with do. Such, always do.
You always do, but you did this one like right after we did our sync, right after we did our count. You had such a robust energy that made me think like, this guy's got a fucking intro that is screaming to get out of him. That is absolutely.
I think it sucks that my enthusiasm for recording a podcast for my brothers could be mistaken as a prepared competence.
This is sucks. Griffin. Okay. This is all the build up. Griffin. This is the, he's about to
I
do
know,
the
he's
prestige
fucking,
now.
Give us the old rope-a-dope, you son
yeah,
of a
he's
gun.
About to drop an amazing intro. Just
I know.
Give him the
I'm
runway.
I'm just a happy person. I'm
happy about what?
Sure,
Justin,
man.
What's making you so happy?
Happy about the new Rowan Atkinson project that we're going to fucking jazz on for War with Grandpa 2's out, you say? Like, you've got something in the fucking
the
holster.
One,
and
wait,
I can't
Griffin,
wait.
The one where he's a serious detective and it doesn't appear to be a comedy? Is that the one you mean?
No, War with Grandpa, we get grandmas in there. We gotta be careful, guys. I feel like it's a Beetlejuice rules where if we say the name of the movie one more time, we will end up talking.
No, I'm saying that in Rowan Atkinson has a new one where he's a serious detective and it's not a comedy.
Oh, is that true?
Me?
Yeah.
Sorry, wish list. Much sorry, fave it.
Sorry, fave. Gotta go fave
sorry.
Real quick.
Sorry, I faved it.
Cue that shit up, flicks.
Did you guys know we're doing another Fockers, by the way?
Oh, nice.
Yes. I just found this out today.
That's
did you know
cool.
this?
No, that's cool.
Did you know we're getting Fockered again? The Fockers are back.
What are we calling
America's
it?
Favorite family, the Fockers?
What are we
back?
Calling it this time? Because it's 2026.
What would you call it? What would you call it? Title it right now.
Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers is, Travis, it's not, but God, man, it should be, huh? Go ahead. Griffin, what do you got?
Fokker family reunion. It's not anything cool. It's like Fokker family reunion or
Fokker. I barely know her.
It's Fokker-in-law.
Fokker-in-law.
A young man named Henry, son of Greg and Pam Fokker, faces family chaos when he decides to marry a strong-willed woman who appears to be his complete mismatch. It is Ariana Grande.
Oh,
we are having the time of our life.
Okay.
Isn't that weird that the first movie, I think it's just called Meet the Parents, and then at some point they were like, I think it's funny that we gave him the last name Fokker, and we should incorporate that into every future movie.
And it is good. It is
it's
good.
It's cool. Yeah.
We love it.
They should have just called him Fokker. What if they just had the courage of their convictions to call him the Fokker fam?
I think it's the most interesting thing about the Meet the Fockers to me. And Focker in Law, I just thought it's great that we're going back. And sure. Yeah, Bob's back. Ben, Bob,
Billy, the Owen, whole crew.
Owen, Terry, Skyler is on.
Oh, we got the Skyler, we got the jizz? Dude.
Skyler.
Fucking Skyler, anything Skyler's that
Skyler's last
touches.
Name I did swallow because I wasn't sure if we were all agreeing on the hard or soft G.
You can't.
So I kind of swallowed the.
You can't swallow the Gisondo, Justin. That's.
Please don't swallow the Gisondo.
Hey, now some people prefer it.
Now listen. I'll see anything that
now,
dude's
can
got.
We be
can we be serious now? I'll see anything or purchase anything with Skyler Gisondo in or on it.
That's an influencer right there, folks.
It's huge, yeah. Hugely influential.
Oh, man. Prosper Belizia plays elderly man on trail. If you're a Prosper Belizia
hell
fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So meet the. This is what I want to say about Meet the Fockers or Meet the Parents or whatever it was. When he says, I have nipples, Greg. Could mm-hmm. you milk yeah. me? Whatever I feel about that movie, I don't even think I've watched that whole movie, but I think that joke is so powerful that it escaped the bounds of that movie and etched itself in the American consciousness. And I think it is just the strength of, I have nipples, Greg.
Right.
Could you milk me? That yeah. is actually, I have said, not as like a sarcastic like, but it's just, you deploy it at the right time, everybody loves that reference. It's
sure.
a great, pure, incredible joke. I don't think we need four movies about it. But
he,
I did
and he
love
says it,
it
in every movie, like
but with different inflection each time. Like at one point there's an emergency
right.
where they need yeah. milk, and he's like, I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Yeah.
And he's like very sincere about it.
Yeah. I love the one where he's like, I have nipples, Greg. And then Ben Stiller's like, I know.
You know, yeah,
like it's like
very
like,
tender
because the audience knows. You yeah. know what I mean? Like we know yeah. the rest.
I liked how at the end of the Joker, he said it to the Joker during the yeah. talk show when he like got pulled the gun. And he's like, "You get what you fucking deserve." And he's like, "Hold up, I've got nipples. I've got nipples, Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Can you milk me?"
I'm laughing about how good the joke is.
Yeah. yeah. For sure.
I really loved in the newest Die Hard when he says yippee-ki-yay, nipple fucker. And
yeah.
it's such a good, it's just a little wink.
It is,
you
a
know,
nice
like you
nod.
Wouldn't catch it.
It's a fun
you
wink.
Wouldn't catch it if you didn't know, if you weren't looking for it. It's such a good Easter egg.
Does he answer the question? Because the correct answer is I don't know. Maybe I don't know what you're packing.
That's true. Do you produce milk?
Should do you produce milk? You tell me. I can't answer that question for you. It feels prying to tell the truth. Mr.
I'm willing to try if you see it as a bonding experience. Like, are you sincere right now? That would be such a weird. Everyone else at the table should have turned on Bob De Niro in that
yeah.
moment. Where he's like, I have nipples, Greg. And like, just, Dad, you know that's not
that's inappropriate.
What he's talking about.
Hugely.
And like, why the fuck would you bring that up? I'm glad you have nipples, Dad, that you're not some kind of like, I don't know, Kyle XY kind of
yeah.
clone thing, like completely smooth on your chest.
Can I mention one other media project to you guys that
yeah.
I've been.
Oh,
really
and Travis, you
about.
Fucking is. Yeah, dude,
I
the
knew
double
it.
Fate. We thought that it was going to be the Fockers thing, but he's got another one fucking ready.
Oh, he left the call.
He left. He got too
we
scared.
We need to be. I think we need to be more gentle with this.
Be chill and gentle this time because okay. it's. We
Justin, you can come in. Okay. Yeah, when you're ready.
Oh, no. Travis, you made a face that was a little too.
Okay.
Just like we don't want anything. Nope. Fine. He keeps disappearing. Shoot.
Have you guys heard about the new Patrick Dempsey project?
No, man.
I've only watched the trailers.
McDreamy?
Yeah, McDreamy's back. And
is it his new restaurant where you order plates for the table, Dempsey Dim Sum? Mm.
It's not. That's good, Trav. I don't think that this new show is very tasteful, and I don't think it should be a show. I do think it's an adaptation of a foreign show that I'm sure is very good. I'm sure this show itself is very powerful. I will say the trailers. It is a show called Memory of a Killer, and this is the plot. I'm just telling you the plot from the show,
okay?
Losing one's memory is a devastating hammer blow for anyone, but for Angelo Flannery, the stakes couldn't be higher. His hitman job would be perilous enough, but there's an added pressure. Angelo lives two totally separate lives. Fearsome New York City hitman and sleepy upstate Cooperstown photocopier salesman and father. Having built and maintained a brick wall between the two worlds, Angelo has seamlessly juggled and compartmentalized for years, but now that's about to change because Alzheimer's is a foe he can't outrun, and he already knows too well how this ends as his older brother is already lost to the condition.
So are we are we rooting for Mr. Dempsey in this?
So the movie, well, the show is about, the tagline is about a man who lost his memory but gained a conscience.
Okay.
And what we are supposed to understand is the man will be at the photocopier store.
Right.
And then he will open a closet.
Yeah.
And inside that closet, there will be a dead body.
Yeah.
And he will think, uh-oh, what the fuck?
I gotta call the cops.
I gotta call the goddamn cops.
Right.
I gotta get the cops on the phone. And then that's the show.
I also,
like,
can
you
I
know
just,
what I mean? Like, I don't know how they're going to build drama out of the fact that the man, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
It doesn't seem like it's going to be a good show to watch, yeah. I guess, would be my main thing.
They just kind of throw in there, don't they, that he's built a brick wall between those two things. Like, that's a thing one can do if they try.
Yeah.
Like that I've built a brick wall in my brain.
Yeah.
To be like,
what's called a mental wall.
Yeah.
It's a foolproof system.
Yeah.
I think the better version of it, though, because, like, they definitely want you to think that he's going to be, like, he's like, the photocopier thing seems cool. I would much rather be doing that.
Right.
Yeah. I have to choose between these two lives. I do think it's going to be a lot more fun to watch this guy in the murder business.
Murder mode.
The murder mode. And then all of a sudden, he's like, hey, I gotta sell this guy a copy.
Yeah,
like that.
Sure.
It just mid things. A guy walks back.
He looks over
and
sees like an outdated like daisy wheel printer or whatever, and he's like, yeah. "Hey, time out from the
Hold
fight,
on.
Real quick.
Time out.
Yeah,
that have you dot looked matrix, into this dot matrix bullshit you've got going on back there is stuck in 1993, my friend. You need to get with the times. Is it a transformation? Like when the full moon comes out, he becomes a killer, and then when it goes away, he's a photocopier salesman?
I don't know, Griffin. I think it's why probably Alzheimer's isn't a great plot point for a TV show, because it doesn't work. There's not like magic rules with it,
right.
As far as I know.
What is it? Oh no, I ate spicy food. My Alzheimer's.
I don't think it's like that. And
yeah.
I'm not making light of Alzheimer's.
The show.
Like, just to be clear, I'm not making light of Alzheimer's.
Classically,
Dr. McDreamy, who should know better,
I guess.
He's being a little distasteful, but not me.
Alzheimer's is famously the least funny sort of condition or idea or thing.
But I don't think, I do feel like whoever came up with, like, you know, there could be... What if this Alzheimer's story was a bit more exciting? It's like, I don't think anybody wants that, really.
Yeah. No.
That.
I want to see.
This Alzheimer's story needs a body count. Like, I don't think that's what we've been missing, you know?
I hope there's a scene where that brick wall he's built in his mind breaks down and he realizes that he's made all this money from being, like, a New York, like, assassin guy, but also has chosen to work as a photocopier salesman, and that's completely unnecessary from all the money he earned as, like, a New York assassin. And he's like, fuck, man, I wish I'd remembered I had all this money so that I didn't have to put in a 9-to-5.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's gonna be great when he pulls up to the photocopier place in a slick new Lamborghini, and they're like, where'd you get that? And he's like, I don't know, I guess being a hitman has its perks. And they're like, no, you've never had that car. Did you just take I guess
Did
I just took
say
it from a guy I killed.
A hitman has its perks? Is that where you
I'm
go
not
in the
to
full,
tell you.
Is that where you go
I'm
when the full moon comes
out? I'm always forgetting that I'm not supposed to tell people I'm a hitman.
Shit.
Because of my canonical narrative Alzheimer's that works much like werewolf rules.
Yeah.
That I forget when the moon sets.
All right.
There's still time, Patrick. You got 2 weeks before the show comes out.
Yeah.
You gotta cancel it.
It's
not too late.
Shelve that one.
No, that's Fox. That's going straight to TV. That's straight to broadcast. We had to get this one right in front of the grandparents immediately.
With trailers for Motherfucker or whatever. Focker-in-law. There it is.
Focker-in-law. This is an advice show, all right? And you send us your questions, and we read them, and then we help you. That's the way it works. I'm a teacher, and I want to ride the bus to school, the yellow bus that takes the kids. Yep. I work in a rural area, so the buses sometimes travel long distances to pick up kids and deliver them to school. I live about 20-minute drive away, and I see the bus pass by my house before I leave most mornings. Definitely a lot faster to drive myself, but I don't like wasting fuel, and our teacher parking lot is not great. I often need to be at school early or stay late, but whenever I can, I'd love to take advantage of that ride that teases me as it passes by every morning. It's the only reliable public transportation we have around here. I don't actually know that it's against the rules, but I don't see anyone else doing this, so it has to be, right?
Well, no.
Well, no. I will say, look, outside of the educational profession, this is a hard no.
I don't think
you can see a school bus and say, well, public the Chipotle transit I work at is pretty close to the elementary school.
Yeah.
I'll just skitch. I don't think that's I don't think that's okay.
That is okay. If you're a that teacher, okay, you can skitch on any. I think actually, if regardless of your profession, if you get on the back of a bus skitch style, it should be okay because you found a loophole and one that looks fucking cool at that.
Yeah, dude.
Can you imagine having to sit next to a teacher
on the bus
every day? Like, the teacher gets on the bus and it's like, what am I supposed to do? You know, like, am I in trouble?
Are they a cool teacher? I think in that case, you need to have some kind of
show, man.
You need to have some kind of indicator of like, at what is it like when you enter school zone, now you're in teacher mode. But until then,
okay.
Oh, a hard, like severance.
Or famously, like memories of a killer from 30 seconds ago. You walk off the bus.
I bet the bus driver would be stoked to have some adult company. Don't you think?
Yeah, in the jump seat.
In the jump
buses
seat.
Have those
co-pilot. Hello, you can do the special brake. That's cool.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. What if they have vastly different interests?
Well,
you didn't see that coming, did you? Every day you get on the bus and they're like, did you see that red-breasted lock this morning? Yeah. It's like, no, Dan, no, as always, I don't look at the birds.
Yeah. I guarantee that they have one thing in common, and it's which of the kids are shitheads.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The ability to be like, you ever had Derek on this bus? Oh, fucking Derek. Yeah. And then Derek's sitting behind them like, I thought I was doing better.
Oh, shoot. I've really been working hard this year.
I've been working on that.
I think this is so smart. I would absolutely do this in a heart. This is not like I'm not speaking figuratively. I think this is great.
Yeah.
The kids are going to get a big kick out of it. You can get on there with like, I mean, absolutely uninterrupted sense of purpose. You are going to your job. There's nothing more you could be doing, but you don't have to be doing anything.
Yeah.
That's a dream. That's beautiful.
Well, you are a little bit responsible for the kids, I think. If you are an adult and you're a teacher and you're on the bus, you're a little bit responsible for your kids, don't you
think? Okay,
Don't you think you're a little
bit? That's interesting.
So now it's like,
let's figure that out, though. I don't think that's assumed.
Right.
You have like... I figured it out
already. You're absolutely culpable and responsible. You have now added extra job to your day. Okay. Awesome.
This is like every
time I walked up the stairs to my office, I had to be making jokes the entire time I walked up the stairs.
That's
not good.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, I think there's also a world where, like, I think the cool teacher comes on and they like stub out a cigarette on the floor and they're like, listen, I don't get paid to give a fucking shit about you.
Until
we get through that door. Just don't be, I got a hangover. Don't be loud.
Yeah.
Don't yell at me. I don't give a fuck.
So what we're talking about here is a special pod within the bus.
So I was just thinking a first class cabin situation on the school
Kern
bus.
Of Zion, kind of.
Just
something,
like
something that says, not here. Like this is, the rest of this bus is school.
Yeah.
This pod is not school.
And maybe the pod pulsates a blue light and makes a loud humming noise when you go into it so that the rest of the kids on the bus are like, What even cool. is happening in there? Do you know about Mr. Dempsey? Yeah, he goes, I don't know why I used his name. He goes, he's the pod one, right? Yeah, every day yeah. he gets on the bus with us, he goes into a special pod. There's a loud hum and a blue pulsing light. And he comes out.
He calls it the Tinker's Lounge, which is weird.
It's so crazy.
Griffin, didn't Mr. Dempsey used to be an actor? What happened?
He did. I guess the wall came down, and maybe that's what the pod is for. He looks the same when he comes out of the pod. It's not like a tanning booth or any. I don't know what's happening in there.
You know, this is such a good idea to have a separate adult section, but like, we were so cavalier to get rid of smoking sections, weren't we? But like this, we didn't even think about the repercussions. We used to have a great little built-in adult place, you know, a place where just adults could exchange ideas,
yes,
get their energy up, get excited about
a third location. What it was,
yeah.
I guess what we're saying is bring back smoking sections, make smoking cool again, right? That's what the question's about. Wait, hold on. I'm rereading the question here.
I do think, though, the one complicating factor, the only issue I have with this is going back to seat selection on a bus and having to do that every single day. That's
no good.
That's rough. I don't want to look at Jeremy and be like, and he's like, what's up? What's up, Dr. McElroy? It's so good to see you. I'm like, yeah, no problem, man. And Jeremy, it's so good to see
this
you.
This is you,
man.
Wait,
like,
hold on. This is you in this scenario and you're Dr. McElroy?
I went back to school to get my doctorate.
Why did your character a...
I'm not a teacher, right?
Right now?
So I might as well be a doctor teacher. I mean, if I'm going to be, it's just a thing I made up.
Okay.
Like,
okay,
I might
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, can I?
Then why go PhD? Why not go like neurosurgeon or something? Why go PhD?
Because why is he on the school?
Why would I go get my PhD? You think I can pay back my fucking doctor school bills on a teacher's salary, yeah. Travis? You're high.
Check this out. I walk on the school bus. There's no public transportation in my city. And the only way that I'm able to get to my job at the school, I think, and be responsible to the environment is to take the school bus. So I jump 30 feet into the bus and I go into my little pod, and the bus driver's like, hello, Professor Spider-Man, and I'm like, hello, and I go in to my booth, and in there, it's
and like the bus crashes, and they say, is there a doctor on the bus? And Professor Spider-Man says, no, not me, and then I raise my hand, I say, I'm a medical doctor, I can help.
Wait, you are now? You did go to medical school.
I got my JD, Trav, it's a dual degree.
PhD.
Judas Prudus. JD. I have a
Judas Prudus.
I have a dual PhD with Judas Prudus.
I graduated high school Judas cum Prudus.
No, what sucked is, guys, this sucked. Is I went to school to be a doctor.
Yeah.
And then I got this special kind of amnesia. And I forgot I was a doctor. And then I went back to school.
Yeah.
And I got learned as a lawyer, and then I built a brick wall between the two. This brick wall.
And then you had to sue yourself for medical malpractice.
Okay.
Yes. And it was very hard. You were on both sides of the case.
I showed up to court ready to meet this Dr. McElroy everyone's so intimidated by. And imagine my terror when I found that Dr. McElroy was me.
Is it possible to remake this Memory of a Killer show real quick before it comes out and make it so that the double life
a pre-make, if you will.
Is he the double life he is living? A D-make. His double life is that he runs a photocopier shop, and then on the other side of the mental wall, he runs a different photocopier shop.
Okay, if we're going to D-make it.
Yeah.
If we're going to D-make it, then why not make it? He runs a photocopier shop. And there is, maybe he spills some soda or something on one of the photocopiers and accidentally photocopies himself.
Okay.
And now this other version of himself opens a rival photocopier shop.
This is cool. So like a clone comes out of the printing machine because he spilled a Coca-Cola on it. A Coke Zero.
This is already a Gravity Falls
episode,
guys.
I mean, if
episode,
we can
guys,
get that endorsement, that would fund the movie, frankly.
Yeah. That's cool.
If we could get Coca-Cola.
That would be a cooler show.
Oh, but the clone starts doing really well at photocopy sales because he knows the ins and outs. He was photocopy. It's in his blood. Toner's in his blood. It's called Toner Cloner.
Toner Cloner's good. Travis, that's like your ninth one. We've been going 24 minutes. That's like your ninth one, man. You're fucking
it all up
on
for the year.
Do you save Do you save Toner Cloner Boner? For the sequel, or is it like,
yeah, No, that's what he says every time he messes up. It's his catchphrase. I made a toner cloner.
I challenged my dad, who lives in Southern California, to a, quote, big year to see as many different birds as possible January 1st through December 31st.
Just got to Google that real quick and see if it's a thing.
You know, like the movie The Big Year. Like the movie The Big Year. Top of my head, Steve Martin.
Jack Black and Jack Owen Wilson. I've never heard of this movie. This is fucking jam-packed with talent.
I live in Northern Illinois and did not anticipate him taking this challenge so seriously. He's already been to 6 different parks / beaches and has seen 30-plus bird varieties. I've seen 12. How can I see more birds than my dad? We're both amateur birders, but he obviously has the advantage of location. That's from flipping the bird on him.
Okay.
First of all, you should have anticipated your dad taking this seriously. He's the dad of an adult person, I assume, since you're listening to the show and emailing us. And I don't, like, when I'm a dad and my kids have moved out and they're living their lives, the free time I will have,
holy shit,
to do things,
unthinkable. A big year is an informal competition among birders who try to identify as many species of birds as possible within a calendar year in specific geographic area. I've never heard of this before, but it's very, 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 very powerful to me, and I feel like I've actually...
I would say it's kind of an underground thing were it not for the major motion pictures starring Jack Black and Steve Martin.
Which, again, I had not heard
Oscar award winning.
Had not heard of until this very
Griffin,
moment.
Will you Google, since you're already doing it, do zoos count?
Do zoos count a big year?
I can't imagine they do.
Do zoos... I don't see why not, this guy on Reddit says. Lots of birds
they're
in
birds.
Zoos. Lots of birds.
Count
them. Lots of birds in zoos come from all over the world. Now, fucking AI at the top is like, zoos do not count towards a big year.
Of course, the bots would think that.
Yeah, but the humans are like, bots. Fucking go for it, dude.
I have a slam dunk. This is actually a good plan.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You plan on a secret visit to your dad. Okay. For the holidays. You keep the race close. You don't tell your dad you're coming in.
When your dad asks if you're coming in for the holidays,
you say no.
You say no.
You say no. You lie. You get in a couple days early. You see every fucking nasty, feathery bitch that this guy has already seen, right? So you're eating his lunch completely.
Can I add
you
just
show up
quick,
and you're like, Dad, it's...
Quick logistics thing. How do they do that? How do they see?
However the fuck you look at birds, Griffin.
Okay.
With your binoculars, I assume.
With your binoculars and your notebook.
But the idea,
Justin can't look at the birds for the question.
I can't
asker.
Look at the birds for him, but he shows up and he looks at all the fucking birds.
In a few days. Just like pow,
he
pow,
knocks
pow,
out
pow,
the location
pow,
thing.
Pow, 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 pow.
Yeah,
Griffin. Scoping
and then he shows up at his dad. Bang, 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 bang. He cop knock on the door. He cop knocks because his dad grows weed and he wants to freak his dad out, right?
Yeah,
so
sure.
He cop knocks. Bang, 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 bang.
It ain't hard. It ain't hard to freak that dad out.
He goes up and he's like, oh my God, Silip. And then it's like, Dad, it's like, he's so happy to see you. And you're like, you whisper in his ear like, checkmate. Because he's awesome. Not, he can't go anywhere. He can't do anything. He doesn't know about the 30 birds you've just already seen while you've been kicking it.
Yeah, that's awesome. You open up your birder notebook and show him the list. He's like, oh, cool. And then it unfolds like a pornographic centerfold magazine.
Keep unfolding, Dan. Don't look away.
You haven't reached.
That's great, Justin. I have a slight, small suggestion that would require a little less work. Lie.
No, okay, see, Travis.
If I say I saw a bird.
Justin, let him cook. We say yes first and then we shit on it.
If I say to you, I saw a fucking condor yesterday, shit. I want you, Justin McElroy, to prove I didn't.
Yeah, Travis, I will. I don't have to prove you didn't. I just don't have to give a shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can feel however you want, and I will close that door in my heart, and you'll never look at it again.
Trust is the only commodity in the birder community. Once you lose that—
Thank you.
That,
this is what I'm saying, Griffin. It's all built on trust.
If
I
you
mean,
lose that,
can,
no one's going to fucking—
that.
Yeah, no way. No one's going to believe that you've ever seen a bird again.
That explains so much, because I have not heard from my birder group chat since they said I saw the giant golden eagle from Rescuers Down Under.
That specific
Travis
one.
I said he saw the Luck Dragon. And how many points is that?
I saw Falcor the Luck Dragon.
Yeah.
And he was wrestling. Points, he was wrestling with a giant golden eagle from the Rescuers Down Under. And then I realized they were actually mating.
Yeah.
And they had a baby that was half Luck Dragon, half giant golden eagle from Rescuers Down Under. And I saw it. I saw it.
And then I ate its eggs, so that's 20 extra
well,
points.
Well, no, those were not Travis's eggs. Those were not Travis's eggs, so I wasn't allowed to have them.
Okay.
I had my own eggs from the poacher that I work for. It gave me those eggs.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you very much. Anyways, they didn't believe me, and now they don't invite me to things anymore.
Okay.
So rude, man.
But that one was true. That one was actually true, guys.
That one was real.
That one was real.
You were on Periscope when that happened, so I remember it very clearly. Hey, you know where else? You know where I'd like to take you, Travis?
Where?
To the Money Zone.
Oh,
to the Money Zone. To the Money Zone.
It's better with you.
I feel like if you got a big idea, you want to get moving on it. Beginning of a new year, you know, this is the time to start taking steps. And can I say, a great way would be to start a website. Hi, it's Justin McElroy, paid endorser. I thought you were just
a regular Joe. I didn't realize you were endorser.
I'm a paid endorser.
Endorser.
I think that building your own website for your own website is a great way of organizing your ideas and trying to figure out where you stand with them. You want to bring people into this vision? You share your website with them. Hey, everybody. I made this, and it's going to look great. It's not going to look like you made it. It's going to look good.
Yeah, it's not going to look like the bullshit you normally make. Justin's right.
Trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to look primo. This is some
uncut website, bud.
Sorry, can you give me that Foley again? Because I've never heard quite.
Yeah.
Usually it's more like of a smooch.
It was dry and wet.
It's really dry. It's a dry and wide aperture sort of smack.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't. I don't think chefs do that. Like, let me taste that ragu.
Delicious.
Squarespace is a marketplace of ideas, and they've been supporting this podcast for so long, and we appreciate them so much. Head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I want to tell you guys about Rocket Money because it's very realistically near and dear to my heart. One of my goals in 2026 is to be more financially responsible, have like full like budget of everything, keep track of everything, feel like an adult for the first time in 42 years. And Rocket Money has made that so easy and has really helped me on this journey. There were things when I logged on to Rocket Money that was like I had had to fill out a form once in like 2018. And I was like, yeah, free trial for this PDF filler thing, and then I won't ever think about it again. And then it's been 7 years of that.
Right?
And Rocket Money was there for me, not only in alerting me of that, but then also taking care of the cancellation for it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. So it's not just the unwanted subscriptions. They will also not only track like your spending, but will alert you if something is coming up or if there's a big purchase made, all of these things. They'll categorize your transaction. They'll help you set your budgets. There's all kinds of stuff that Rocket Money can do for you, and they help you save money. They have a full track record of it. So let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/mybrother. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. One more time, rocketmoney.com/mybrother.
Big ups to Rocket Money for literally just now reminding me that I'm subscribed to an application that is a prank that makes it look like your screen is broken for $10 a week. Thank you so much, Rocket Money, for catching that one in the fucking dragnet. Yeah, man. But Travis, the cracks look so good. Convincing. I did not subscribe to this app, obviously.
Oh, okay. It was Rachel.
It's Rachel. She loves pranks and doing pranks to me. She knows
I'll
how much
I'll break your phone for $1 a week.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Ella.
What animal has the most teeth?
I would guess a shark.
A snail.
No, snails don't have teeth.
They have thousands and they are freaky looking.
No, I don't want that to be true. Okay. Did you know that the hippocampus in your brain is named after the half horse, half fish sea creature found in Greek mythology?
I didn't know that, but we're meant to be doing animal trivia and hippocampus isn't a real animal.
Well, that doesn't matter on Comfort Creatures.
You're right, it doesn't matter at all.
Comfort Creatures is a cozy show for lovers of animals of all shapes and sizes, real and unreal.
If that sounds like your cup of tea, then join us every Thursday for new episodes on MaximumFun.org.
Are you a celebrity? Are you searching for meaning, connection, and a little levity these days? Hi, I'm Kumail Nanjiani, actor, writer, and yes, a celebrity too. And I've got four words for you. Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Are you tired of junkets, red carpets, sick of the endless spicy snacks you have to eat? Do you want to connect with someone who gets your work and laugh with you a little? Join me, Andre 3000, Tom Hanks, Tina Fey, and many more and become a guest on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne from NPR and Maximum Fun.
We're back.
Yes.
I want a munch.
Squat.
I want 2 months.
Squat.
Welcome to Munch Squad's podcast within the podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. I did want to bring a quick update for everybody who has been waiting. All the Noodles and Co. fans like myself have been.
I consider myself part of the Co., frankly.
That's beautiful, guys. That's beautiful. Good news, guys.
Huh.
Steak Stroganoff is now Stroganon.
Stroganon.
Okay. Huh.
Okay. Steak Stroganoff is now Stroganon.
So it's instead of being Strogan off, it's now it's Strogan on.
On.
Okay.
Noodles this and Company. Looks like somebody accidentally just dropped some random chunks of beef into a bowl.
Yeah.
Noodles and Company, the fast casual known for craveable, globally inspired noodle dishes, is bringing back a cult favorite, Steak Stroganoff.
Can I just say globally inspired is the least anything as opposed to like Mars? This is how they eat it on Venus.
Yeah.
Backed by popular demand and available for a limited time only, Strogue's wavy egg noodles are enveloped in a rich mushroom sherry cream sauce and finished with tender marinated steak. Yada, yada, yada. Fans begged. They pleaded. Emotions ran high. Noodle and Company listened, bringing Steak Stroganoff back with an over-the-top return inspired by its fans' loudest social pleas. To honor the overwhelming demand, Noodles and Company turned real social posts into AI-powered mini melodramas.
What?
Celebrating the fans' love and the influence it had on Stroganoff's return.
This is just all of them now, I think. I worry this is going to be all of them now.
To celebrate your love, we destroyed acres of forests.
Our guests are at the center of how we shape our fucking menu, said Joe Christina.
Whoa, president. Did he?
No, he didn't. Sorry.
All the haters.
Fuck the haters and fuck rice.
Fuck this flesh world. I want to be an AI man now. Put me in the noodle first.
Fuck the haters.
Fuck bread bowls.
Fuck gnocchi. For real. We're thankful for the fans who patiently, or sometimes not so patiently, waited for its return, and we're excited to welcome this nostalgic timeless favorite back as the temperatures drop. There's another quote. Steak Stroganoff fans did more than ask for its return. They showed us how deeply this dish is woven into their rituals, memories, and cravings, and we fucking listened.
What does that Stacey mean? Moss.
It means a stroke is everything. Means so much to our guests. That's what she said. Because stroke means so much to our guests.
Why would she say that? Stroke means so much to our guests. Who would say that? What is the context in which that would be
said? And how did they show it? How did they show it? Were they pulling out clips from home videos of like, look, do you see what we're eating there? Steak Stroganoff. And that was my dad's last day with us.
Travis, I'm not going to leave this behind. Justin said, that's what she said, after Strogue means so much to our guests.
I didn't, you didn't let me finish. I was trying to clarify. I didn't mean that in a Michael Scott sense. I meant she said out loud, because Strogue means so much to our guests.
I was trying to think of a context, like if you were the ticket taker at like a pornographic movie theater
quoted as using the word Strogue. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's cool. That is cool.
Working with our creative agency, Fortnite Collective, we transformed real fan submissions into playful, over-the-top, dramatic, there's an AI in there, dramatic reenactments using AI as a creative tool guided by human insight to bring their words and emotions to life and celebrate the fandom behind this iconic disc. Hey, shout out to marketers and people in advertising. Shout out, if you cannot see how quickly... How short you are making the bridge.
Yeah.
Between the people that run Noodles and Company and just putting it into the computer their goddamn selves. I really, my friend.
It's a great work. Well, if you can get it, man.
The sun is setting, my friend.
It took a lot of very skilled technicians and programmers to make the AI stop turning out images that said Joe Roganoff. It took a lot. The AI kept wanting to make it Joe Roganoff, they had to go in and really tweak the parameters.
It's the thing, Trav, where like AI doesn't know how many R's are in the word strawberry. It's like that sort of thing where someone said Joe Roganoff once, and for whatever reason, that was like one of the first things it learned. And so if you try to peel that away, then the whole thing's going to unravel.
Trav, like a kid saying Paschetti.
Yeah.
Remember how you were talking about how can they prove that there's fans? From February 10th through February 25th, Noodles and Company is searching for its first ever cheek. It's not fair that I should stumble on this when all these words are basically made up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not held accountable. Noodles and Company is searching for its first ever chief Strogan officer.
All right. But I thought it was Strogan. I do know that it is Strogan on now. So pick a fucking thing, guys.
Yeah. The casting call invites fans to prove they are not just steak Stroganoff lovers, but true fanatics. This is the guest who never misses a Stroganoff season, checks their noodles rewards religiously, and has been counting down the days since the dish disappeared last winter.
Strogan honor guard.
Strogan honor. Strogan. Were you trying to, was that whole time you were trying to think of?
Not the whole time.
The winning monologue. Guys, this is
the monologue.
This is an incredible prize. The winning monologue, whoever comes up with the best monologue about how much they love the Strogue, will be transformed into one of Noodles and Company's AI-powered mini-dramas featured across the brand's social channels and website.
Okay,
are they going to Mike TV me?
It sounds like it, man.
Into the game!
Now, I do want to tell you guys one other thing, and because I was feeling pretty down about this, because I was so excited about it being Strogan-on, and then the AI was like, bumming me out.
Seems like we didn't really come back to the Strogan-on thing.
Like, yeah, it's like, whatever. But Arby's launches a new Italian beef dip sandwich. Now, Arby's...
Okay.
I don't know.
They didn't already have one?
It's new.
They had the French dip.
Yeah.
With the au jus, but now they got a new Italian beef dip. Because they're going for it. Now, they're doing it like it is in Chicago. Well, to mark the launch, Arby's partnered with entertainer Whitney Levitt in a new digital spot that highlights the sandwich's Chicago roots and robust flavor profile. I don't know who she is. I think she's a Mormon dancer. But that's a thing you can be now, I believe. But in conjunction with the product debut, Arby's will host the House of Italian Beef, a limited time pop-up experience in New York City. Created in partnership with Chain, the experiential brand co-founded by actor and writer BJ Novak.
Okay.
The pop-up will be open to the public from January 23rd through the 24th. Designed as an interactive museum, the House of Italian Beef explores the history, culture, and craftsmanship behind Chicago's iconic sandwich while offering attendees an opportunity to sample Arby's Italian Beef Dip.
There's been a tremendous opportunity that has been missed here, it feels like. To me, a partnership with BJ Novak, that's huge. You can do a lot with that, but it seems like you haven't done the best thing with that, which is a commercial series in which he gets up there and says, and now I'm proud to announce that BJ stands for Beef Juice. I'm Beef Juice Novak, and I have been this whole time. And I'm excited to tell you about my new Arby's sandwich. Take it from me, Beef Juice Novak. It's a squishy one, folks. Wet as hell.
Fox Entertainment in 2023 acquired a stake in BJ Novak's food experience company, Chain. You remember BJ Novak, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just did a different thing. Food. And he opened up his whole own restaurant thing.
Yeah.
This is when Fox invested in it, this is what BJ Novak said. This is just, we love quotes here on My Squad. We love quotes. Food continues to define culture. It's how we celebrate, how we remember, how we connect. No one understands how to turn culinary storytelling into cultural obsession like Fox Entertainment and Studio Ramsay Global. We're excited to work together to bring Chain experiences to more people, said BJ Novak, the guy from The Office.
Well, actually, Justin, he sold that too. It's the guy from The Beefus now.
Yeah.
He sold the rights to being called the guy from The Office to Arby's, and he's the guy from The Beefus.
They changed the whole show. Have you not watched
BJ Novak, man? He's always out there doing something.
Have you not watched The Office since the Arby's company bought it and changed it to be all
about? Is that what the paper is?
Yeah, the paper is. Yeah, they're really backdooring the beef side of things.
It's the paper that they wrap the sandwiches in.
They backdoored the beef pretty hard on this one.
It's stroganoff when they backdoor the beef.
Yeah.
It's stroganoff when they're backdooring this beef.
Yeah. Just stroganoff my backdoor till I beef.
Nothing. I didn't realize how important stroke was to me until this.
Yeah,
time.
Dude.
That's what she said.
I tried to do my rituals without it. And they didn't fucking work.
It didn't work. The viscosity. It's a viscosity issue. BJ's not going to use AI in his Italian beef sandwich restaurant museum.
Well, hopefully he will. Italian has AI in it.
I hope. That's true. You can't spell Italian without BJ Novak's Chain.
Yeah.
It's got AI right in it.
Right there.
BJ, you can have that for free if you want to put that in your just capitalize AI and triple your net worth.
That's really sweet that you think he heard the thing about Beef Juice Novak and continued listening to the show and wasn't immediately like, I've got to go. I have to do this before someone else takes it.
He's probably on the phone with his private yacht.
It's crazy, guys.
Right now.
Yeah.
You made a beef juice sandwich and you partnered with a guy whose initials are the same as beef juice. That's crazy, guys. You fucked that up.
Right there.
Maybe if you used your fucking brains for a second instead of having the computers do it for you, the neurons, computer can't think of something like Beef Juice Novak. Guarantee you, a million computers have a million.
We need to have a Griffin versus computer off to see who can think of Beef Juice Novak faster. It's a very niche competition, admittedly.
Yeah.
I'd smoke it, dude. Like, there's stuff it can do, but I would smoke its ass at that. I would smoke its robot ass.
Let's do another question. Brothers, after any rainstorm, we get an ungodly amount of grubs on our back patio. We have tried everything we and Google can think of, but they stay for ages and return every time. I cannot own a chicken in my neighborhood, and I really don't want one. That's a fucking crazy sentence.
Yeah, dude. Say it again.
Anyways, back
wild.
To the question.
Yeah.
As I was saying.
They were doing fucking text-to-speech on their phone sending this question, and went like, chickens! Chickens for sale!
No, I can't have one in my backyard. I don't want to. Anyways, grubs in the back patio.
Take this beautiful fertilized egg. I can't have chickens in my house, and I do not want one. Anyway, guys, the grubs.
I'm trying to email a podcast in here.
I'm in my pod, Derek. I told you not to talk to me.
But can I say one more thing?
Yeah, please, dude.
For the future, not wanting to own a chicken is enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to also be illegal. Like,
yeah.
It's enough.
One of those two excludes it. My city said I could, but I don't want one. My city said I can't, and I do want one. Either way.
I would like to borrow someone else's chicken for a day or two, but where do I go to borrow a chicken? And how can I convince them that I will return their chicken safe and full of grubs and definitely not eat it? That's from Bountiful Bugs and Billings. If you don't know how on earth it would ever happen, it may be because it has not happened on earth.
Yet.
That is a possibility.
Yet.
It may be this is where opportunity exists. It's in that narrow crevice between good ideas and bad ideas. You know what I mean?
And we live in that fucking crevice, dude.
That's opportunity.
My neighbor's got chickens.
Okay.
That's illegal, Travis. They can't have
they
the
can't.
Chicken.
No one is.
I'm not going to not. I'm not going to say which neighbor or where I live or where awesome. They live. But they also did get a rooster, which isn't as bad as I thought it would be. Yeah. But man, if roosters only crow when the sun's up, that guy has no idea what time it is.
Oh,
but
now that's an interesting idea, Trav, is crows. Why does it have to be chickens? Maybe there's ways to attract birds to your
friend.
Yard. Like, no, whatever the opposite of a scare. Do they make a scarecrow, but it's just like a sexy.
A welcome crow.
A sexy bird that people.
Alluring crow.
An allure, yeah.
Crows are really smart. You could probably just pay them and give them like fair wages and insurance
or grubs.
And benefits and stuff.
That's it. You don't need to pay them. This is a sweet spot. You've got a fucking bird paradise.
You're offering.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They should be paying you to come
in.
It's
actually sick that you're offering these grubs even a chance to stay a part of the great chain. You know?
Yeah.
I think
true,
that's
Justin,
beautiful because I'm pretty sure if there was a bunch of grubs outside of my house, I'd knock them out of the great chain with a pressure washer like extremely quickly. So I think it's beautiful that you're trying to come up with a really natural solution to this
when you
problem.
Blast them with the pressure washer, though, they absolutely fucking explode, dude. Don't their nutrients go down into the soil to become enrichment for the corn or whatever?
That's
more grubs.
True. That's
I don't think
true.
You can blast you something out of the circle, dude.
That's true.
I think it's hubris to think you even can.
It can't. The circle can't be created or destroyed, Justin.
No, it can't be broken. You can make it have a bit of more of a circuitous route in the circle. Like if you blast,
I feel like nature and fate has arranged those molecules to be those grubs, and I feel like they could hang out together a bit longer. But when I put on the 0 degree nozzle, those molecules are no longer in a grub like orientation.
They're vaporized.
Now it's star stuff.
They have returned as to dust.
So, but that's why I'm saying, Juice. A bird.
Every breath you take has a little bit of Julius Caesar's last breath and a little bit of grubs from
a little
back
bit of the
porch.
Grub that you pressure washed out of your grass in your yard,
and,
which
and
I
out
cannot.
Of reality. Plane.
Yeah. Cannot
I keep
imagine.
Losing track of this conversation because I blew those grubs out of reality so bad I don't know what we're talking about.
It actually poked little holes in reality.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like causing some issues.
And fucked your yard. Fucked your yard up real bad. Real, 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 real bad.
Yeah, but it's worth it. I'd do it again. Fuck grubs.
The tiny screams make it all worth it.
I'm gonna help somebody else. I got a few minutes. I recently started going to public floor physical therapy twice a month. Appointments can range from yoga-like stretches to internal exams in my various holes. I've learned that making conversation with my physical therapist during it relaxes me both mentally and physically to make my sessions more productive. What are some topics for conversations I can have with my doctor that aren't too invasive during my invasive therapy? For reference, we are both she-her people. That's from keeping it low-key in the down low. Okay, you've come to the exact right place. Obviously.
Okay. Didn't know where that sentence was going
to. My brother
to.
Griffin is an expert in the field.
Yeah. I definitely didn't have to just Google what a pelvic floor was. So.
It's the opposite of a pelvic ceiling.
He's being modest.
There's a lot of stuff happening down there that we've sort of grouped together as the pelvic floor. That's what I've learned about the big year and the pelvic floor in this one episode of this education.
And you can write down spotting the pelvic floor in your big year notebook.
Yeah, let me write that down. I heard it. I heard the pelvic floor.
You guys can talk about Stranger Things. There's going to be lots of opportunities to bring that up, right? Like my upside down, right?
Yeah,
you
can
bring that up. Or...
That's funny. Yeah, and you can keep doing that too. Even
there's lots
even
of portals that open up in Stranger Things.
That's true. I don't think that that's... I think that's pretty yucky, but...
This is why everybody's got to memorize 1,000 great jokes.
Yeah.
If you memorize 1,000 great jokes, you're going to be the hit of every party. There is no pelvic floor exam that can withstand 1,000 great jokes.
Yeah.
Please. You're going to have themed ones. You're going to have ones that are pelvic floor. I'm saying if you order this book of mine right now...
Oh,
two payments, $19.99. We're going to get you 100 great jokes within the next 4 to 6 business weeks.
Can I just make one payment of, like, what, $38.98?
We haven't printed all 1,000 great jokes, so it starts with 100 great jokes.
Have you not
jokes.
Printed them, or have you not come up with them?
I've not written them.
So there
This is a Kickstarter. This is a Kickstarter, Griffin, and you are currently violating an NDA.
Okay.
So Do you want users to submit their great jokes?
I would love that. You can work instead of buying the book. If you just want to submit, say 50 great jokes or 60 great jokes, then I can send you one. That's no problem. I'll send you one of the later ones, though.
Will you accept a lot of grubs instead? I don't have jokes or money, but I do have grubs out the wazoo.
You get the grubs. You give them to the crows to write the jokes for you.
Please.
The crows write the jokes.
Crows are so...
We don't need AI. We need a lot of crows.
We need a lot of crows. They're
smart. We need a lot of smart crows. Sid showed me a video of a crow talking yesterday. And then I was supposed to go about my day.
What?
After seeing this crow say, wow, and mom, and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I hope they don't learn to talk too much.
Was it Crowin' Wilson?
Trav.
Wow. Wow.
Damn it!
God, son of a bitch! Hey, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. I hope you've had half as much fun as we have.
We've had a real good time here, folks.
I was listening to an old... This is relevant slightly. I was listening to watching a clip of the second episode of the Mabim Bam TV show, and I heard... Heard a joke of yours. It was kind of a burn on me that I've literally never clocked, and I've watched it 20 times. It's when I'm trying to say ghost beef, and I'm coming out of the closet in the dorm room, and I'm laughing so hard, and I can't get it out. And you say, whoa, pal, save some laughter for the rest of us. It's such a mean thing to say to somebody. Yeah. Well, you can't do
that was, I think, our first day of shooting as well.
So good.
Oh, God. Hey, thank you so much. What do we have going on? What do we need to tell people? What's up?
Well, Clubhouse. Is returning next Tuesday, January 27th at noon Eastern time. We're going to be streaming Clubhouse from now on the last Tuesday of each month. We've also got Super McRoy Brothers. It's going to be this Tuesday at noon Eastern time, and we'll stream all other Tuesdays. Make sure to follow at McRoy Entertainment System on Instagram for all our gaming content. Also, there's very few, I think four at the time of recording, packages remaining for Champions Grove. Those are going to be 10% off for a new year, new you, new fun time special. Go to championsgrove.com and check those out. If you've already purchased your package, you'll be able to get first grab at the available sessions and stuff like that. Championsgrove.com. We've also got some new merch.
Can I do the merch?
Yeah, I was going to throw it off to you.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Tell us about it, Griffin.
I want to tell you about the merch over at macroymerch.com. There's a lot of it. There is a balance bundle for Taz Balance. It's got a Taz dice tray, set of Bureau Balance dice, and a Zonecast car decal. You can really rep the OG set from the Adventure Zone. And 10% of all of our merch proceeds this month will be donated to Immigrant Defenders Law Center. Again, all of that is over at macroymerch.com. If I could do a quick plug, my Choose Your Own Adventure book comes out in less than 2 months on March 10th. It's called The Stowaway, and you can pre-order it now. It'd be very helpful to me at bit.ly/GriffinStowaway. I'm very proud of it and very, very stoked for that to come out. Thanks to Montaine.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Thanks to Montaine for the use for a theme song, My Life is Better With You. I really enjoy the words of that song. Talk a lot about the music, and I am so distracted because Travis has a little duck that he's.
Yeah, I'm thinking about throwing this duck.
Oh yeah, baby, that's gonna make a good sound.
I've got a lot of shit behind me.
You need to set up like a pitcher's. We all need like a pitcher's.
Yeah, I was thinking I could throw it at my chair.
Okay.
Don't make a big meal out of it. Just throw it at the chair.
And here is Travis's heater for the big boy. It is a small plastic purple duck, about the size of my fist.
You talked over it.
I talked over it. Travis, can we get one more throw, my friend? Just one more, a good one. Really hum it.
Okay. Hey, can I have our Spotify play button?
Shut up.
Hum it.
I want the YouTube award.
That was good.
I did, Trav, one more. Trav, I was talking, and I promise this is not going to be a bit, because I have to use the bathroom so bad I'm going to die.
Okay. The chair isn't making a very...
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
Travis McElroy.
This is my brother, because your dad's square on the lips.
It's better with you. It's better with you. My life.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported directly by you.